So just how dysfunctional is the economy in Venezuela right now? Well, here's just one example. You can buy a whole tank of gasoline for less than you can buy an 8-ounce bottle of water. NPR's Eder Peralta explains.
In Venezuela, it's hard to buy the basics, like food and medicine, but you can still find gasoline. Milagros Cedeño is in line waiting to fill up her 11-gallon tank. I ask her how much she pays to fill up.
Nada. Incluso muchas veces hasta ni me lo cobran.
Nothing, she says. Sometimes they don't even charge me. Inflation has hit 1,000,000% in Venezuela, but the government has kept the price of fuel the same. So a tank of gas, for example, is about 66 of the old currency, which is how the fuel pumps still measure it. In the new currency, that would be 0.000048. The smallest monetary denomination is 2 bolivares, about 6/10,000th of a dollar, which is what Cedeño had in her hand.
Pero viendo un tanque de gas.
Me sobra.
The bill is worthless. She can't even buy a piece of candy. But she can buy a tank of gas and still have 1.999 bolivares left over.
A nadie le hace sentido.
It doesn't make sense to anyone, says José Toro Hardy, one of Venezuela's leading economists. But he says it speaks to how Venezuela has been governed. Sitting on the world's largest oil reserves, Hugo Chávez rode a wave of historic oil prices to sell his version of socialism. He spent carelessly at home and abroad. And this gas, says Hardy, is the last vestige of that largesse. But no matter what happens in Venezuela, he says, things like these are unsustainable.
Tenemos que poner los pies en la tierra. Ahora tenemos que enfrentarnos a la dura realidad.
He says it's time Venezuelans put their feet on the ground and face the harsh reality. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Caracas.